Another thing I've seen in the past, which is hopefully not so common, and that is people will serve or send candy in Mishloach Manos, and the candy is not kosher. Now, why would they serve non-kosher candy? Very often, we are accustomed to seeing what are called Pashkas or other Heimisha brands that will do a special run on certain candy company products. Now, those products are typically treif. So what Pashkas does, either they find one facility out somewhere in the Philippines that doesn't use gelatin, that doesn't use treifus, and then they will simply private label it as Pashkas, and they will sell it to the Heimisha crowd or to those that want vegan, or they'll sell it in Walmart in Kansas, wherever they could sell it. But that product is specially made without non-kosher ingredients. To simply say, oh, the same way Pashkas makes gummies and it has the same packaging, it looks the same, so these gummies should be fine, that would be a problem. I've seen it in 7-Elevens where they little in Heimisha communities where they put the Pashkas gummy beers right next to the other one without the Pashkas sticker on it. One of them is kosher. It's being produced specifically without treif ingredients to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Borough Park. And the other one is made in a company in Wyoming, which is 100% gelatin in there. It's treif. So when it comes to the world of candy, make sure you know that this is a kosher certified product, and don't assume gummies are okay. Additionally, when you have candy coming from China or from certain parts of South America, it's not necessarily being done on the same level as you would want. So something to ask those that know which candies are recommended. There are those that have some hashgacha, which we wouldn't necessarily recommend. So just keep in mind when you are eating candy to make sure it has a good, acceptable hashgacha.